weird stuff like farts and poop.
Aloha, ladies and gentlemen, to this smooth E3 wrap-up episode of the Game Plan Podcast. Episode 21, we are now able to drink, ladies and gentlemen, which is kind of fitting because I'm having a nice little glass of wine here tonight. We are here, Cameron.
What's up?
And Peter.
How's it going?
We do not have Nick because he's busy fiddling around with them in-laws. On Father's Day. It's Father's Day.
Being a husband.
Probably better wording than... You could choose better wording than that, Luke.
Yeah.
Husbandry.
Fiddling with those in-laws.
Yeah. Nick is having a little shindig with the in-laws. Being a husband, being a man, being a true grown-up while we sit here on the internet and talk about video games. That's
specifically Animal Crossing.
Specifically Animal Crossing. we are just going to jump right into this thing because now that E3, guys, that E3 that we were talking about in the last episode is such a big deal, is now all over. We have our secrets. They've been unveiled, and we need to wrap it up. We need to get our thoughts out there. So we're going to move through this in a logical sense, the same sense that went down there, moving through all the conferences, come around to pick up any scraps that we missed, and then review some of those predictions from last week and talk about our games of the show. It's going to be a good show, guys. It's going to be a good show. So let's dive right in. How about that? Microsoft starting us up. They had a lot of stuff. Anything stand out to you guys? How did you feel about that Microsoft? Because, spoiler alert, I didn't get to watch it. I didn't get to watch that or the EA one. Because
same
I was
here.
That's
but
fine.
Titanfall looks hella cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm surprised that it's running on Source because, I mean, that's... That's pretty much Valve's turf. Nobody really runs games
That's
on Source.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That engine could do anything.
It's not even Source 2. It's just plain old Source. Like,
yeah.
Probably a branch off of, you know, past Portal 2 and all that.
Probably on the Global Offensive version.
Oh, yeah. That's right. They have been releasing games since Portal 2. I forgot.
Mm. Yeah, and they, so Microsoft started off with a huge Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom of Pain trailer that I haven't seen. I guess I never went back and saw it, but Nick said it was insane.
It looks amazing.
Oh, God. Open world,
in the
Metal
beginning.
Gear Solid?
Explain it to me, Peter, if you watch this thing.
The whole trailer or, like, my own thoughts?
Let's do a little bit of both. What was the trailer about? What did it show that we haven't seen yet?
The trailer just finally sets up what the hell Snake is doing. Specifically that he's trying to... It's like captured children or something. And he has to free them, and one of them is possibly evil. And then it finally names off every single character in the game. Like, that weird dude who looked like a zombie is given a name. And I forgot it now, but it was pretty badass.
Did you hear some Kiefer Sutherland?
Yes, Kiefer, but he wasn't yelling. I'm very surprised. It wasn't like, Mr. President, put the gun down!
Oh, that was pretty good, actually.
Well, we got 24 hours to solve Metal Gear.
And I noticed Troy Baker's in the game. He's been in everything.
Troy Baker.
God, he's the new Nolan North. What happened to Nolan North? Where'd he go?
Nolan North's still around, doing that Deadpool game. And doing Marvel Heroes, being his dead self.
But Troy Baker was in three trailers at E3 this year, so...
He was also freaking Booker in BioShock Infinite.
And whoever the guy is in Last of Us.
And he's the Joker.
And he is the Joker.
Yeah.
Gosh, Troy Baker. Gonna put people out of a job. Ugh, that'd be
good stuff, too.
Cool.
Oh, yeah, you forgot the best part about the Metal Gear Solid 5 thing.
Stealth horses. Stealth horses?
Oh, yeah,
that looks leans sideways on the horse and hides behind it as it runs past a bunch of dudes.
I'm feeling real bad about missing this now.
So I'm like, what are these guys thinking? Like, oh, there's just a horse riding by, running by really fast. I bet there's nobody on that.
Right, yeah. That horse got a mind of its own.
There's a foot sticking in the air. Nah, that's nothing.
So is Metal Gear, like, the same sort of Metal Gear gameplay of, like, the stealth action kind of stuff?
For the most part, yeah, it looks like that. Especially in the beginning, because it's all, you know, light moves, you know, dynamically, and you gotta dodge it and... Freaking cover systems and stuff. So I would say yes.
Cool. Yeah, but then Microsoft went from there, and it seemed like, from what I was hearing, because I had Alex telling me, or like texting me everything that was going on at work, of like everything that was going down, and it just seemed like It was just like a trailer show. Just trailer after trailer of stuff. Did anything stand out to you guys? I know there was like Rise.
What Lies Below?
What Lies Below? Is that a game?
It's actually just called Below. But yes, that stood out to me like crazy.
Who's that by? I've heard
it's
that.
It's an indie game by Capybara.
Capybara is great. Yeah. Super time.
It was like Jim Guthrie teams up with the Super Brothers. And I was like, oh god, another one! And I was just like so excited.
That's one that I have told myself once upon a time that I need to watch that trailer and totally forgot. So what is this game? Tell me about this game.
They describe it as a roguelike RPG. But I mean, the trailer is so short. It's apparently a randomly generated top-down Zelda-ish game. So, man. And it has co-op.
Like every single thing at this E3, I think, if I want to tangent out. It seems like every single game's got some multiplayer integration.
Like, it's a single-player game, but then you pan out, and there's multiplayer everywhere. Whoa!
Yeah, man. Ubisoft loves that one, huh? Just like, well, you're driving around with your friends, and then, holy crap, it's this big world with everybody.
Usernames! What?
Ah!
EA showed that off in the new Need for Speed as well, which... That sounds really annoying to me.
I was like, I'm cool with that, though. I like that.
But yeah. I want an option.
Yeah, see, for me, too. Like, I don't know. Like, when I'm playing games, I love to get, like, just immersed in that world and stuff. And when I see someone, like, popping up and shoot, I see a text in the corner that says, like, hey, what you guys doing? Or when I hear someone on a voice chat ordering a pizza while there's a load screen or something, like, that's taking me out of the moment. So I hope this integration isn't detracting from stuff I want from my games. But then again, I don't really like open world games, so I probably won't play them anyway. Because I'm nuts.
That's fine.
What else we get from Microsoft? We got Twitch. Finally, we figured out why Sony didn't have Twitch, but it's that.
Oh, Killer Instinct.
Killer Instinct, which everybody, it seemed like, was figuring Rare was going to bring out.
And sadly, Rare's not making it.
Yeah, it's just a Rare franchise. Like, I wonder, what's Rare doing? Like, are they sitting there like, we gotta make these Avatar games, guys?
And Killer Instinct is like a weird free-to-play game, I heard. Like, you get, like, one character free, and then...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, but Chris Carter over on Destructoid had confirmed that they do have a buy-it-all-at-once option, so...
Okay.
I think it's just something they're doing to test the waters. I don't know.
I could see that. I guess if they want to, like, with the PlayStation 4 coming out, they're going to have a bunch of free-to-play games day one, so maybe Microsoft is like, that's probably a good idea. So they can put on the box, like, buy this right now, you don't have to buy anything else, and you can have a game.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, who knows. There's some other stuff. People went nuts for Project Spark, apparently.
I don't even remember it. I watched the comments.
Yeah,
too.
I don't remember either. I think that, like, wiped my memories at the end of it because I completely lost that one.
So Project Spark, from what I know, is kind of... People have been pitching it to me as, like, Microsoft's answer to, like, Little Big Planet, except more than that. Like, it looks just like a game creator tool, more or less, but in, like, a completely, like, 3D space. They're showing off all these games that were made, like, within it, and it seems kind of nuts, but... I'm not really creative, so I'm just waiting. I mean, I'd just be one of those people that would wait a while and see what other people did and play their games and download.
That's pretty cool.
This really quick description I found says it's a 360, Xbox One, and Windows 8 game, which is free to play and is a sandbox.
Cool. Battlefield 4 showed up. I don't know if anybody cares about Battlefield anymore.
The trailer crashed.
Yeah, there was some...
Oh, God, that was awesome.
Cameron, that was one of your predictions. Spoiler alert, but we're going to get to them in a little
bit. Oh, my God, there were so many. They happened multiple times, too. Black Flag Crash 2 was fucking awesome,
So tell me, so this Battlefield 4, did the sound cut out, or what happened?
Didn't it just, cut back? The whole game just go black?
The sound did cut out, but then the whole trailer just stopped. And the guy, froze, and he's just staring at the audience.
What's the audience gonna do? It's gonna save him.
Sorry, guys.
What I said to my friend was, why didn't he just, look back once and then turn back to the audience and go, all right, so we're having technical difficulty, and then just start talking a little bit about the game.
Yeah, that'd be the logical thing to do.
Dude, I wish he would have went, Napoleon Dynamite and just kind of, looked at everybody and then just kind of, ran off the stage as fast as he could.
Hey, DJ, let the music play.
Pretty much.
The bigger thing to me, though, that I got out of that, because, I mean, Battlefield 3 was totally like a PlayStation gig. Like, PlayStation got all of, like, the exclusive, timed exclusive content, I guess, and it was always, like, when you saw, like, a commercial on TV for Battlefield 3, it was always with the PlayStation logo. This shows to me that, like, EA is pissed that Sony is doing, like, this, not as much, like, closed DRM stuff as Microsoft is doing. It's like, we're going to go with someone where we can't do used games and stuff.
Oh, God.
That's,
yeah,
that's my guess, because there was no EA. There were no EA projects at Sony's conference. So I wonder if EA is just kind of like, we're going to side with Microsoft on this one because we can pull away our online passes and put it on Microsoft now.
My only, I guess, rebuttal to that is that it was the PC version of the game, so I don't know what that even means.
I heard, speaking of PC, I heard, I think from Anthony Gallegos, ex-IGN man, who's now working at Zombie Studios, he said, I think that almost every, if not every game on the show floor was running on PCs spec'd to the consoles and not the actual consoles.
Yeah, I heard that. Done.
So I guess technically everything was a PC game. Crazy.
Well, it has the same architecture, so it does make sense.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. So what else did we get? We got some Dead Rising 3 that looks realistic Dead Rising. I don't know if anybody wanted that.
Awful.
Yeah.
My sister was watching with me, and she goes, oh, man, is that the new Walking Dead game? I'm just like, oh, shit. You know, like, they changed the art style just enough so it doesn't look like Dead Rising anymore.
I'm optimistic about that. I don't know. Like, I mean, it always could be, you know, really lame, like it looked, but there's a possibility. It could be good. It could still be. Just might not be quite as ridiculous as wearing tutus and riding around on a bike and crashing into people.
Something that seemed to get people real stoked, though, was Witcher 3. I heard so many great things about Witcher 3. And they showed
that
there.
Cool. I never played the others, so I can't really speak for it, but it does look good.
The others were great. I remember people really loved Witcher 2, and this one's like actually open world. The other ones were more of a not like fully linear, but like you were in like enclosed little areas of like, here, do everything in this area, and then you'll get on a boat or something and you'll be in this next area. But this one's like completely open world, and I heard even people saying that actually played it saying stuff like, this is going to be like the next Skyrim, the next big fantasy open world game that everyone gets behind. So that's sweet, because that CD Projekt Red or whatever, they're not too huge, so it's sweet if they can pull all this stuff off.
Oh, did you hear that Nintendo actually said that they're taking inspiration from Skyrim for the next Zelda game? Not the 3DS one, but the next, like the Wii U one.
I wonder what that means. Like,
yeah.
They also have, hang on, let me get the specific wording. Eiji Onuma had said that for the Wii U one specifically, that they want to try to put downloadable content into it.
Crazy.
Can I download the Triforce of Power?
Right. That's one of the DLCs, $10. You get the
No better. That's a pre-order bonus. Yeah.
That's what kind of worries me a little, but
get the extra edge against Ganon. Only at GameStop.
Power to the players.
Oh god. This is perfect.
Guys, we could be marketing people. We'd make so much money. Halo 5? Was anybody surprised? I've seen people freaking out, but it's like, how did you not know there was a Halo 5 coming? It's like, really?
Yeah.
I thought the trailer was kind of silly.
What'd you say?
You could go first, Cameron.
Oh, sorry. I just said it kind of looked like Journey.
That's what everybody was saying. Like, oh, it's going to be Fable. It's going to be Fable. It looks like Fable, the Journey version. No, it's Master Chief who decided.
I just thought it was silly, because I was going to my sister, I'm like, this looks pretty good. You know, like, graphically, this is phenomenal. And then, like, he moves his hood, and it's Master Chief. I'm like, well, wait, why the fuck does he need a cape and everything?
Yep.
He's got a helmet.
And body armor. He needs
he's like
cape.
Rocking a poncho in the desert.
Yeah. Yep, I don't get it. I don't get it. But they had to give someone, give the fans something to rally around before they drop the bombshell of $499 US dollars.
Yeah.
Which didn't seem as bad until later that night. Which
it was bad to me, but you're right. It wasn't like, God, that's just awful. Like, you know, it kind of made sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of, I mean, I didn't want it to be like that, but I was predicting that both of these consoles would have a version out at $499. But I mean, yeah, when you look at it, like throwing Kinect in there, I feel like is a big expense. Oh, yeah. I feel like they wouldn't have to do $4.99 if they didn't have a Kinect in
everyone's favorite, the Kinect.
Right. The thing everyone is super excited about and can't wait to get in their homes.
Absolutely.
Mm. Especially in Japan. Although I don't think they're launching it in Japan.
Yeah, you can't even play it in Japan where Metal Gear Solid 5 is being developed.
Yep. Oh, yeah, that's another one of The Witcher. Like, you can't play it in Poland where CD Projekt Red is
based. It's insanity.
Based.
And it's like, oh my god, have you guys been keeping up with all these Xbox support Twitter accounts?
No.
Outrageous. You're like, so this guy's like, so I'm traveling like 6 months out of the year. What if I go to a country that doesn't support the Xbox One? Well, you can buy an Xbox 360 for road gaming and play your Xbox One when you get home.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, holy shit, dude.
I saw a thing. I don't know if this was confirmed. Nice. But I saw a thing where, like, if you get banned on live, your games are gone.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Oh, no, I just saw that debunked. Major Nelson said that even if you're banned, your games will still be tied to the
okay,
console.
Good. Because I saw that pop up on Reddit, and I was like, no way.
That would be awful.
Like, people don't need to, like, make shit up to be mad at Microsoft at this point.
Right.
Like, they've said so many dumb things. There's no need to, you know, make up, like, oh, your games are going to be gone. It's like, it doesn't matter. Look at all this other stupid stuff.
No kidding. I mean, and that's just, there's proof in the pudding there. Like, I think Amazon had a poll up, which just ended soon, or is going to end in a second. And, like, 95% of the people chose PS4 over, like, Xbox One. Like, that's
it was like 30,000 to 1,000 or something.
That's unreal. That is bad. Like, that is Microsoft people gotta be freaking out. So if we're looking at them overall, I know we're kind of slicing dicing in them right now, but are you guys, like, after just Microsoft's portion, are you guys at all excited about Microsoft? Like, do you have any good things to say, maybe? I mean, I'm not really interested because these kinds of games don't really tickle my fancy. What Microsoft's doing isn't really up my alley. Never has been, but I've kind of like respected them in the past. I don't know if you guys are seeing them as a viable.
I was just saying, like, I don't know if I would use exciting or excited. I'm just kind of like, yeah, it's probably going to be all right, but they're doing a really bad job of making people excited for it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, I'm going to end up with an Xbox One at one point, I guess. I mean, these consoles are probably going to be around for a decade. Mm. I'll be 30 when these things are going to... We'll all be in our...
That is scary. Oh, no. I've never considered that. Oh, my gosh. If this is a decade-long cycle...
Well, if it does 8 years, like the 360, I'll be 33, so...
Oh, my God.
I found a yearbook, a little paperback yearbook that we made in elementary school, sixth grade.
Yeah.
And I said, what are you excited for? And I said, Xbox 360. I was 12 years old.
What? How old are you? You got to be like 19.
I'm 19.
Oh,
Jesus.
Shit, pray. Oh, man, I feel so old.
It's just bonkers to me that I was like back in elementary school, I was excited about current gen technology.
That's
weird to me.
Oh my gosh. We got to move on because that's scaring me. EA came up next. Everyone's favorite third-party publisher. And I just thought it was funny. I didn't even catch this one, but I saw everyone freaking out on Twitter about it. When they came out and they were like, all right, guys, every game we show today is going to be available on PS4 and Xbox One someday. No mention of Wii U.
They said Frostbite doesn't even run on the Wii U, so I guess it makes sense that they wouldn't say that.
Yep, just gone. So, we found out that Plants vs. Zombies Garden Warfare was actually real, and I don't know.
That looks cool.
I didn't see the trailer for it. Is it like a third person shooter?
It's like a little tower defense third person shooter, Dungeon Defenders type looking game. If you remember that one,
or Sanctum.
That too, yeah.
People love their Plants vs. Zombies. People can't get it.
It looks really good, and they did say it will be coming to PC. So,
mm-hmm.
That seems like a Wii U sort of game to me.
Yeah, but then they're like, nobody's on Wii U, so no one's going to buy it on Wii U.
These plant follicles are too demanding.
What else did we get out of them? Oh, the Star Wars bombshell. Battlefront coming back. I love me some Battlefront so much.
I thought that was stupid, though. I mean, not that Battlefront's bad. It's just like, oh, we canceled it. No Star Wars games from the past are in development. And then it's just like, oh, Battlefront. Just
kidding. Maybe they don't consider it because I doubt they're using any of the old assets. Those assets were like over 5 years old. So it's probably an all new thing. But still, like, I don't know. I mean, they didn't really show anything, so I mean, we can't really get.
I think it's in development by DICE too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, for sure. Like it's the battle. I don't think it's the Battlefield theme because they're doing 4, obviously.
Right.
Or maybe that's what's going to be after 4. I mean, yeah. Who knows.
If it's anywhere as cool as the old Battlefronts.
I mean, there was a rumor floating around that it was the guys that did Warfighter, but they got disbanded, so probably not them.
Oh, that would be so bad.
that company doesn't, or that developer doesn't exist anymore, so rest easy on that one.
Right, I hope they didn't, like, just all of them moved to DICE, and then DICE was like, hey, you guys can work on this. That'd be the worst.
You know, if I recall, Warfighter wasn't really that terrible of a game. It was just really bland.
I don't even remember it.
the absolute pinnacle of bland. This is the most modern military shooter that could possibly be developed.
Is that the door kicking game? There's so much door.
Oh, holy crap! Now I remember it.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a bunch of sand and a man with a gun and there was a beard.
Yeah, lots of beards.
Yeah.
Burly men.
Stab people.
I'm glad that Medal of Honor's gone. I'm so happy that they're not worrying about that anymore. Oh, that just became sad.
It should have ended with Pacific Assault.
So long ago. Yeah, that would have been nice. We can remember that instead.
I played Frontline recently, and boy, that does not hold up one iota.
That was my first experience maybe with a console first-person shooter, I want to say.
Yeah, because I was playing it, and it was just, whew. Like, I see why people still dig Halo, because that game still holds up.
Yeah.
I'm not lying, I just couldn't handle it. Like, I was just playing, I was just like, ugh.
And that's the one that starts Storming Normandy, right?
Yeah.
They copied it from Allied Assault, and it's, like, not even half as good.
It was really cool to the
console.
God, how old was I?
I hate to sound like a PC elitist.
I was like... Jesus, I was like 8 years old when that game came out.
Oh, yeah, dude. I remember playing...
I was 13.
Oh, jeez. I remember just being like a little kid playing that on like a projector with my friend. Oh, man. This good memories of old Medal of Honor. That's the Medal of Honor I want to remember. Not Warfighter.
Allied Assault, though, man. It'll blow your mind.
Oh, I'll have to look into that. What else did we get from them? Need for Speed Rivals? Anybody want a new Need for Speed? Another racing game?
There's so many racing games that it does. Need for Speed, I mean, Most Wanted was cool. So was Hot Pursuit,
those are good.
Burnout guys did. Like, they're good, but I'm more interested in stuff like Drive Club and the other one.
The other
racing game, that one. Yeah, that.
Cool. And I didn't even know that this was like even talked about until I was like going over this outline. Dragon Age Inquisition, no gameplay shown, but I didn't even know that they finally were like, hey, guess what? This is coming soon. Because I was a decent fan of the first one, never played the second one, but there's a spark there for something cool, but I guess.
Oh, Dragon Age. Oh, jeez, I was thinking of a different game.
What were you thinking of?
There was like a spiritual successor to Panzer Dragoon mentioned for Xbox One.
Oh yeah, Crimson Dragon.
Oh my god, I like lost it at the end there because I love that series.
Was that a PS1 game?
No, it was a Sega Saturn. Oh, yeah, Saturn.
Right.
Game.
That's why nobody played it.
Yeah.
So Dragon Age happened. The big one, EA, just to try to. I don't know. I look at it as a way of saying, hey guys, stop being mad at us. Mirror's Edge prequel coming.
Oh yeah.
Because everyone, even though Mirror's Edge sold like crap, apparently everyone in the world loves it. So
yeah, it was a pretty decent game.
Mm-hmm. So Mirror's Edge prequel. It finally happened. They finally brought it out.
I think it's a reboot, actually.
Yeah, I don't really know what it is, but it's there.
I think the biggest thing about the big problem with Mirror's Edge is that you could just download the demo and play it like 6 times in a row, and that's pretty much the whole Mirror's Edge experience.
And you got to miss out on like all the bad stuff, like the guns.
Yeah, it's
like here's all the cool stuff that they show off, and then you just play through that. Just like, all right, I did some jumps and I kicked some dudes. It's all good. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm all good. But I think in the trailer they showed for the new Mirror's Edge, there were no guns shown, which makes me happy.
Thank God.
The less guns, the better. Everyone was hitting her with batons and stuff. That's
there's. I mean, and there was one where she grabbed a gun from a guy and whipped him with it, and then like threw it. She didn't shoot it or anything. So
yeah, less guns.
I'm fine if it's just like an MMA style. freaking parkour masterpiece.
Yeah, that's
fine. I'm okay with any game that's a masterpiece. Let's
agree. Agree. All right. On that point, we'll move on to Ubisoft. We want masterpieces, and there's no masterpiece quite like the start of the Ubisoft conference where we had Alice in Chains guy playing a solo for like 5 minutes.
That was a bad conference.
That was the first one I watched. I got off work early last week and was like, sweet, I get to catch two conferences today. Started watching Ubisoft, I'm like, is this really happening?
I shouldn't have got to.
A new Rocksmith? Are you serious? And then Splinter Cell Blacklist again? And then Rayman Legends again? I mean, don't get me wrong, Rayman Legends looks awesome. Rayman Legends plays awesome, but really? Again? Is this what you're kicking off with?
Yeah. It's always the music games that they start off with first, because nobody gives a shit anymore.
No. Just give. That's not how. I don't know.
Like, here's this bad start, and then we pay it off with really cool stuff at the end, or something that's just really funny, like Black Flag crashing.
What else did Ubisoft have? Mighty Quest for Epic Loot. That little, like, I think, was that the one where they kind of showed? It was like almost like a little cartoon. Was that dude talking about stuff?
I know what it was. It's some kind of like, I think it's an iPad game, but Ubisoft was so boring. It was just like, man, I got Animal Crossing. I think I should play that. And,
yeah,
you know,
no kidding. They showed the crew, though, which actually looked cool. And I had to...
That looks neat, yeah.
I got...
Oh, God, the faces of the people. Oh, that was awesome. like we got Sly on the back roads in Nevada, and we got just, like, a balding dude with shades up on the big Titantron. So, like, yeah, Sly.
No, the only reason I got excited with the crew, because I've been over driving games since Burnout Paradise, because I don't like open-world driving games. But I saw that one of the places they were, Black Hills, South Dakota, and I'm from South Dakota, so I got real excited about that one. Yeah. But
apparently you can drive through the entire United States.
I don't know.
But it's like a little baby United
States. I don't think
States
that's going to be
like
possible.
With like five tiny states.
Yeah, that, I mean, the promise, though, of them... Of that happening eventually sounds awesome, though. If they could ever make a game, a driving game, where you can, where they can actually get the whole United States, how sweet would that be?
That would be ridiculous.
There would be so many, like, licensing issues. With, like, oh, you can't put my store there because I don't want to be in a game.
There's no buildings. How about it's just an overgrown, just highways?
Oh, someday, guys, someday. We'll be playing it with an Oculus Rift, and it'll be great.
Oh, Jesus, that'd be amazing.
Right? Right? What other cool stuff do we saw some more Assassin's Creed 4, and I'm just so surprised, like, not really surprised, but like, I hear Assassin's Creed 4 is pretty cool, but I'm
is
here,
it called
like,
Assassin's Creed 4?
Yeah, Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
Oh, I thought they were just calling it Assassin's Creed Black Flag. They're going Revelations and
Brotherhood. That's what everybody wanted them to do. Everyone freaked out when they're like, why are they moving to 4 so fast? But whatever, it's 4. But
sucked, apparently.
yeah. But apparently, I hear it's good, but like, I'm not hearing like any hype about this game. People are just kind of passing it off like, I'd rather have Watch Dogs.
I'd rather have something new. Like, even though I don't, if you could tell from my Sony commentary, I don't care about Watch Dogs. I'd rather have something new.
Yeah.
I think Watch Dogs looks hella cool. Because, like, they announced the multiplayer where people just show up in your game, but it doesn't even tell you, and they're just, like, tailing you.
Yes. That's
like
fine.
Oh, that's kind of
so
neat,
cool.
Actually.
Like, yeah. It's like Dark Souls, but it's just a dude in a crowd.
Not as difficult.
Like, one of these guys.
Man, yeah, that seems nuts. That seems like a game that's gonna be great.
It makes sense because it's like the Assassin's Creed multiplayer, where it's like, all right, it's a bunch of dudes walking around crowds, you blend in and stuff, and then you stab each other. But this is, you know, like modern.
But this is like open world and seamless, whereas Assassin's Creed, it's all like closed off instances.
So like. Freaking, so Watch Dogs multiplayer is you're going to be standing on the side of the road, phone rings or something, dude on a car just runs you down.
That's insane. That's,
going like 80 miles an hour, just runs you down on the side of the road, drives
off. That's like
off.
Some like Matrix agent stuff.
And then you lose your souls and you have to go back to the campfire.
That does sound cool.
And cut. But I could totally see like Watch Dogs becoming like the new thing. For Ubisoft, like, they had Prince of Persia a couple gens ago, then they kind of petered that out
that
for Assassin's
awesome
Creed.
Too.
Then Assassin's Creed maybe getting petered out for Watch Dogs. I could totally see that happening. They're like, we're just going to retire some Assassin's Creed. Even though I do miss some Prince of Persia, I loved Sands of Time.
Yeah, I really like Sands of Time, and the last one was good, Two Thrones.
Yeah, I never played that one either. I didn't play the emo one either. Was that the middle one?
Where that one within? Sucked.
The Division, wasn't that the one that they showed off?
The Division was kind of, yeah, that was like kind of their king piece to show off.
I kept saying to my friend, I was like, this kind of looks like Ghost Recon or something. I don't know. And then it's Tom Clancy's The Division. It's like, yeah. Are they just going to keep using him?
Right. Come on, Tom. That name means nothing anymore. I didn't even know it was Tom Clancy's. I was watching the thing, and I didn't know it was Tom Clancy's until like days later.
Yeah, like, what was the last Tom I think the last new Tom Clancy franchise was freaking Splinter Cell a decade ago.
No, they had like Hawks, yeah.
End War. Oh, jeez.
Control the game with like...
End War is like tech demo RTS.
Yeah. But The Division does look cool. I mean, it reminds...
It looks solid.
Dude, Cameron, it kind of reminded me of Defiance, except good.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, this is like some sort of like mix between like you're in a city instead of just in a bunch of fields, which is a lot more exciting.
Right, and it actually looks pretty. I don't know about you, but for me, Defiance was not that pretty. And I don't know. The cool interactions, like I liked how like he went into that. They went into that building, like scouring that building, and they just looked at a map on the wall, and that's how you updated your map.
Yeah,
that natural stuff was pretty cool. And
I love the totally natural voice chatter going on in the game too. It's like, hey, I'm gonna go into this building. Oh, there's a police officer over there.
I still think it was better than the Destiny people playing Destiny. Like, let's get our boot, dude.
Or that Skype call at the Xbox reveal. Hi, I'm happy to help you show off the new Xbox One.
Yeah.
Totally unscripted.
I can't wait to do blow with you later.
Trying to read his teleprompter. I enjoy this.
why is it in French now?
It was in there somewhere, but I still gotta say, I said it at the end of last year, but South Park Stick of Truth was my most excited for game this year as of last year, and I'm still stupidly excited for that game. I have no idea why. Like, I am not like a super vulgar guy or anything, and like people always get surprised when they find out that I love South Park, but I think that game just looks like a super good episode of that show, and I love the gameplay. Like, that's some of my favorite kind of gameplay is like that active turn-based stuff, like the Super Mario or Paper Mario, and like all of that stuff where there's like button prompts that come up.
South Park is more Final Fantasy than Final Fantasy.
15. I'm so excited! I'm so excited for the new South Park game.
My only concern about that is it's made by Obsidian, and they typically don't make very good games.
Yeah.
What did they make before?
They made Fallout New Vegas. Oh crap, I'm blanking. Neverwinter Nights 2.
Those games are decent, aren't they?
They're
like
decent.
Those.
Yeah, that's just they're not like must-haves.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure South Park will be good though. It looks awesome.
Right. I feel like even if the gameplay is kind of like mediocre, just having Matt and Trey like writing all of it. I don't know if they're writing all of it, but having them at least overseeing it. He's going to make it funny enough. Right, even just the trailer was funny, how it ended with Cartman just being like, this game's going to come out holiday season or something like that. It'll get delayed. Who knows? You guys know how video games work. It's like, they're just so self-aware.
Aren't all of the South Park, like, licensed games written by Matt and Trey? Like, they don't just ever let people just go hog wild with the characters, do they?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how... Well, it's been a while. I mean, I guess, did they have some weird Tower Defense one? I didn't really...
Oh, yeah.
That was actually supposed to be good.
There was a bunch of N64 games.
Yeah,
there was,
like
six
a,
of them.
Racer and, like, a real bad first-person shooter.
Oh, yeah, it was, like, Doom, but with snowballs.
Yeah, I never played those. But, man, Stick of Truth looks fun. I'm hoping that's gonna be good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks cool.
It seems authentic. It seems like an authentic South Park experience. Like, the animation's the same as the show. The voices are all the same. It's written by them. It seems like an actual South Park game and not just a game somebody's making with South Park tacked onto it.
Yeah, I'm super fine with that. I love funny games. There's not enough of those.
I love funny games when they're clever and they're not Saints Row.
Me too.
I have Saints Row. I need to play it one of these days just to like provide counterpoint, because I have a feeling that I would kind of like Saints Row. And it seems like I don't know, people are so split on Saints Row. Like, a lot of people I hear are just like, Saints Row 3 is the best thing in the world. Other people are like, that's the dumbest game it's ever came
out. I thought it was pretty
bad. There's no restraint to it. There's no coy cleverness. It's just straight up in your face, just ridiculous stuff, nonstop. And it's like, I can't, there's no, I think I've ranted about this before on one of these podcasts, but yeah, it's just, yeah.
The first one, though, is like, the first one was a little restrained because they didn't know how far they could push it.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels, even the story was pretty decent, like the gang war stuff. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. They just want to keep going. So more power to them.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. After Ubisoft, I guess, with Sony bringing it for the night, we got a commentary, ladies and gentlemen. We recorded a commentary over it, and we have it, and it is in video. I have it in multiple video formats. One of them is like 17 gigs. I'm not kidding.
Blu-ray quality.
And yeah, I didn't realize how big it was when I originally made it. And that's why YouTube was going to take 856 minutes to upload it. And they did not like that. But yeah, the one I have on YouTube right now is a not as high quality. And YouTube hates me for it. They cut my audio because there's been copyright claims. So I'm going to figure this thing out, though, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to probably post this somewhere else, get it on the site, so you can watch our commentary. It'll be late. I don't know who's ever going to watch that, but whatever. It'll be done, and I
thought it was dandy.
It's pretty funny. I thought it was pretty good. It's fun for me going back and watching it, because I feel like a lot of it, like, I wasn't even listening to half the banter that was going between us, because I was so focused on what was actually being the content. Yeah.
The Kingdom Hearts video still has audio because it's like a little jangle at the end.
Oh, that Kingdom Hearts video is great. Yeah, people, if you've never watched the Kingdom, I'll embed that in this post on the site. Guys, go to our site and find this post because that Kingdom Hearts video is great. You see, like, I mean, me and Curtis just go nuts. Curtis is just crying. Like, I was talking to him later. He literally had tears coming out of his eye holes.
My background friend, the guy that was on the couch to my right side, that whole thing, had tears in his eyes, too.
Oh, it was, and then I would just scream as soon as I see the three, and, oh.
You could hear him in the background go like, that's gameplay!
Yeah, that's like, he can't control himself. Oh, that's such a good video. That was my favorite. I love that you did that, Cameron. That makes me so happy. But yeah, if you want to see the whole conference with some fun commentary instead of just the conference itself, it'll be good. Because we totally bash on the show for like at least 45 minutes because it was boring as hell.
It was pretty bad, yeah.
We're just like, hey guys, do you remember what we said in February? It's pretty much the same show again. And they just went over the same stuff of like, hey... Infamous is still real and you're still not getting it launch day, and there's more Killzone and there's more Knack and there's more Drive Club, and man, I think like, yeah, the only new game that they showed in like the first hour or something was like the Order 1886, which looked cool, but didn't really get any gameplay or anything.
Yeah, apparently that's made by Ready at Dawn, those guys. They used to be Blizzard and Naughty Dog employees, and they made all the PSP Jack and Daxter and God of War games. So I'm pretty...
That's pretty cool. I heard that.
Yeah, they're a decent studio.
Could be good.
Cool, yeah. And I like that whole steampunky look. I feel like it's not used enough.
For sure. I'm still disappointed it's not Fable, though. PSP exclusive Fable. That would have been something.
That would have been weird. That would...
Fable 4 on the PS4.
What else do we get? We got a weird tech demo, because tech demos are apparently something you have to show. No, they're not, David Cage. Dang it. That old man. Ugh. And indie stuff, which looks cool. Octodad, I still think, looks hilarious.
That game's awesome.
Yeah. But I missed a lot of the indie stuff because my feed cut out for like 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. You didn't miss much. All the games are already out.
Yeah. Yeah. But then Square came and real made me excited. Final Fantasy versus 13 is now Final Fantasy 15, and it looks so good. Real-time Final Fantasy game? I'm so happy.
It looks amazing.
I cannot wait. I cannot. I just played I played yesterday. I actually put some time into Final Fantasy 14 on PS3, and I can't say anything about it. I guess all I can say is I ended up putting a lot more time into it last night than I planned, and after I finished, I have no interest in going back to play more Final Fantasy 14. So yeah. I guess you can take that whatever, however you will, because I'm not supposed to say anything.
I have this little thing to admit. I've never actually spent more than an hour with any Final Fantasy game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's like, because I can never get into it. Mm-hmm. I played Final Fantasy 14 with a friend for, I mean, a few weeks. Like that, I spent, you know, probably a good amount of time in that one. But
14?
Yeah.
MMO? Back
before it got, you know, destroyed.
So you can talk about that one, right? Because that was a reviewable game. So
yeah, that was old King. This was not a Realm Reborn. This was Final Fantasy 14.
And that was bad stuff.
It was very different. It was the slowest MMO I think I've ever played, and I don't know. Just felt like so many things required. Just a weird amount of stuff that you had to do. Like, I remember trying to get something, I think it was something crafted, and I had to go through and, like, coordinate it with somebody, and we both had to open up these menus, and there's so many button presses to get anything done. It was a mess.
It's still real pretty, though. I've just, whatever Square does, they still, their style, I really like it still. They're, like, super Japanese style.
Mm-hmm.
I always think it looks kind of sparkly. But that's not you. Have you played more than just like the MMO Final Fantasy games?
I played Final Fantasy X a bit back when elementary school sleepover.
Oh my god!
Real story. That's elementary like the, school sleepover. We all played Final Fantasy X.
That's like the far other spectrum. The Final Fantasy world of like open world versus very linear Final Fantasy game.
And Final Fantasy 15 gave me a really Devil May Cry look to it, and I love Devil May Cry, especially the new one. I thought that game was awesome, which a lot of people didn't seem to dig all that much, but I thought the new one was pretty
rad. I heard it was better than 2 and 4, so...
Yeah, I mean, because, like, a lot of people, like, they don't like the new Dante, but, he's...
That's stupid. it's a good game, it's a good game.
Mm. Yeah.
But, so after that 15, after we super stoked on that, they showed Kingdom Hearts, and we went nuts. Yeah. We've already talked about that, I guess.
That was funny. That was amazing.
That's probably ages away. You know how Square works, but still, I'm. That means I have to. I can't go PC only. Like that's just the thing. I can't do it anymore. I'm not allowed. Because I was gonna go PC only, and I was like, "Yep, this is it." And like, I'm still. I don't. I'm not gonna get one because I was thinking about pre-ordering it afterward because I was caught up in the hype. And then I'm like, "Wait a minute! I don't care about any of these launch titles. Like I am stupid picky, and I don't care about any of them." So I'm waiting, but it means that I'm going to have to fall down eventually and grab one.
Oh, yeah. I think we're all going to fall down eventually.
I might get it launched, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got plenty of years to find the money.
Right.
If you're like, if people are giving you review code, I'll get one launched.
Nice. Yes, then we had some more games that have already been shown, and then found out that Elder Scrolls Online is coming to consoles. How do we feel about that?
I love console. I love the idea of console MMOs because I feel like the PC market is so strangled by World of Warcraft. It's a great game, but nobody can really. You can't. The only way you can compete is by letting everyone play for free.
Yeah, no kidding. And I imagine. I mean, have they said yet if Elder Scrolls Online is a free to play game? I don't know.
I think you're gonna. I think it's gonna be a client purchase, personally.
Okay. Yeah, that would make a lot of sense going that Guild Wars route. Mm-hmm. But I think this was the first time. I think this is the first time the public has seen first-person gameplay. I think,
mm-hmm.
And that was a big thing that they're asking for from the beginning. They're like, it doesn't feel like Elder Scrolls.
Sure. Like I would feel wrong playing Elder Scrolls Online in third person because it'd be like, all right, it's like World of Warcraft or something. I don't know.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm really interested in this one because I feel like it can go two drastically different ways. Of like, it's either gonna feel like. Awesome, it's Elder Scrolls, but everyone's real and we can team up and stuff, or it's going to feel like a lackluster Elder Scrolls game because it's tied to this MMO thing.
Yeah, like it's not made by the guys that make the, you know, the numbered Elder Scrolls games, right?
Yeah, I think it's ZeniMax.
I think it's ZeniMax.
Instead of Bethesda, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
They're kind of just using it, I mean, because I guess it's better to release it as Elder Scrolls Online rather than like Curse of the Elder Swords or some sort of, you know.
It's actually like a reverse. It's it's developed by ZeniMax and published by Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
So that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. But yeah, Elder Scrolls Online is going to be something. Mad Max, where the hell did that come from? That shit.
I'm more excited for Mad Max than I am for Kingdom Hearts 3, I think. That's because I never really played much of Kingdom Hearts. I mean, I played a bit, you know, I got a good way through the first one and watched my friend play the second one. So I'm aware of its existence, but I guess it never really, like, totally hooked out with me. But yeah, like, Mad Max, I don't know. I watched Mad Max all the time. Like, that was me and my dad's one of the movies that we watched. And so
I've never seen Mad Max.
Yeah, like, wow. In the live stream, I was jokingly like, it was Mad Max.
Yeah, like, and I was like,
it's the most obscure movie that I could possibly think of. It's a fucking 70s Mel Gibson movie, like there'd be a new game based on that.
And that's what he kept saying. He's like, there's no reason there should be a Mad Max game right now.
And then you look and just pans around and you see the spiky shoulder, and I'm like, oh, no. It's Mad Max. But then it's like
the North Star.
But then it's made by the guys that Just Cause, and I'm like, that couldn't be more perfect.
Like, God, Just Cause, that's another game.
From spike-covered car to spike-covered car and doing insane stuff. Yeah, that sounds like Avalanche? Was that them?
Yes, I think it's Avalanche. I'm sorry, I wish I knew.
I think this was just about the time they stuck a knife in Microsoft and was like, hey guys, we're pretty cool to use games.
Oh god, they were just massacring them.
Jack Tretton's delivery was perfect. Like, he just had the right amount of pause and the right grin on his face to let that audience just realize what was going on and just stand up and go nuts. And, you know, some people have, like, said, like scorned kind of what went on. Because, like, comparing it to, like, sports press conferences, like, you're not supposed to cheer, you're not supposed to show any emotion because you're supposed to be professional, while where our industry will be like, if we like something, we're going nuts. I like this way better. Games can stay fun. I don't want games to be serious all the time. And so I was fine with that kind of stuff. No internet connection required. The only real thing they snuck in, which also was expertly done, I thought, was how they showed, hey, multiplayer is tied to Plus, guys.
Yeah.
And it was real underhanded, and you could barely even tell that it happened unless you really, like, he said it, and you were like, wait, what, does this mean it does, I think, and then just move right on.
Like, he didn't actually specifically say it, did he? He said something like, they're talking about PlayStation Plus, and he said it would allow for online play.
Right, online play.
Yes, it was something like that.
Yeah, yeah, like, but, like, it was like, oh, yeah, of course. But then you're like, wait, does that mean I can't do it without it?
right. But,
they have since said, though, that stuff like Netflix and even their free-to-play games won't
Plus. Yeah, they softened the blow, and they're like, you can still play free-to-play games for that PlayStation Plus. And everyone's like, yes! But it's like, wait, hold on.
Right.
You still can't, like, that doesn't nullify at all.
Mm-hmm. I mean, at least, like, they're not hiding Netflix behind a gate like Microsoft.
Microsoft, yeah, that's just dumb.
But, yeah, I mean, I would be a lot more mad if PlayStation Plus wasn't such a damn good deal already. I mean, you're getting Drive Club for free day one if you're PlayStation Plus member.
Yeah, it's a limited, just like a limited version of Drive Club.
Oh, yeah?
Which is okay.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
You just don't get all the cars. And they said all the game's features are open to you, but you just don't have all of the content.
Mm-hmm. Which
makes sense. It's, you know, it's... They can't rain PS4 games on you on launch day.
Right.
I
mean,
no way.
other than Final Fantasy, I can't tell you guys the last time I played a game on my PS3 that required an online connection, because I just do not like multiplayer games in general. But I would still get PlayStation Plus if I had PlayStation 4. Like, that's how not big of a deal it is to me,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah,
but
to my friend Jim, he said the same thing. He's like, I don't play a lot of multiplayer, but even if I wanted to, Plus isn't a bad deal.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's dumb, but I get it. Plus is good, so whatever.
Right. Got to pay for them servers somehow, I guess. And then closing it up with Destiny. I had refused to have an opinion on this game so far because we hadn't seen, anything. And I was not a fan of how Bungie was going about showing press about it, like when they brought everyone up to their campus and they didn't show them any gameplay. They're just like, hey, check out this documentary we've kind of made and some concept art.
We're making a game. It's pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was like, this game we're
this
making.
Game might be a game.
It's really sweet. And we really needed to get away from Microsoft because we were just wanted to be done with Halo. So we decided to make a sci-fi first-person shooter. And I was like, what?
Borderlands MMO.
That doesn't make sense, guys. You said you wanted to get away from a sci-fi first-person shooter so you could make one. I don't get it. But then when I saw it in action, I was like, this looks kind of fun. Yeah.
Stupid gorgeous, too. Like,
yeah, it is.
Ridiculously good looking.
That lighting, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. And apparently, like, I mean, I think Activision has, like a 4 or 6 game, like, deal with them just already. So, I mean, you can kind of assume that it's going to be pretty great if Activision has that much faith in it. So.
Man, they're going to be publishing games besides Call of Duty and Skylanders. That's crazy.
Right.
I mean, they did The Walking Dead Survival Instinct, and boy.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
That's not a positive.
Yeah. And then
I got this update saying like, oh, there's new DLC content available from your game I got from Steam. It's like Horde mode for Walking Dead Survival Instinct. I'm like, maybe it's good. No, I can't do this.
Don't do it, dude. You don't have enough life in you left.
I can't pay the $5. You know, there were parts of that game. It's like if they made this in more, if they spent more than 6 months on this game, it could have been good.
That's what I heard.
Because they had super cool ideas. Like the whole campaign progression was like Oregon Trail, and like you had to gather supplies and shit, and like they could like break their leg and go on, and it's like that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Yeah. It's just like give them, you know, good 18 more months to work with it.
Right, right. I bet Activision, I'm sure they just jumped on the ball way too late. Of like, holy crap, Walking Dead's popular. We need to get a game out as fast as we can before it stops being popular.
Yeah, no, before it's canceled, and then we release a Walking Dead game, and everyone's like,
right, right. Oh, but yeah, I guess all there is left to say about Sony is that $399 price point, which really got people excited. It got me excited just for the fact, like I said this on the live stream, but I bought my PS3 like I think like 2 years after the PS3 came out. And I bought it for $399. Like, that's a really reasonable price, at least to me. And that makes me excited. $399 is a good price.
And I think we shouldn't forget back when they announced the price of the PS3, and somebody asked them, and they snidely said, "Maybe you should get a second job."
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That was so bad.
I told that to my friend Jim too. He's an ardent Sony like defender, and he was just like, "They really said that?" I was like, "Yeah." So
it was gross.
It's funny because like absolute switch sides over this generation. Like Xbox, good guys, man. Yeah, Xbox 360's got rounded edges and shit.
Now it's the total flip of like, oh, if you don't like when people are asking Microsoft like the same kind of question of like leeriness, like, what if I can't get an internet connection? We have a 360 for that. Shut up, John Patrick.
Like, it's been 8 years. I was happy. I was excited for that in elementary school.
Right, yeah.
God damn it.
Now you're out of high school.
We need to send our own press release out to the rest of the press so they can start using that as an excuse. Like, next time Microsoft tells somebody to get a 360, we could say, Cameron was in middle school.
Elementary school.
Cameron Wasman of Gamers Association was still in elementary school. And that's why you can't say that.
And anymore. I'm almost in my 20s. Thank you, Microsoft.
All right, let's move this on to our last main one, and that is the Nintendo. That is the little Nintendo thing that they gave out. Didn't want to be there, probably because they didn't have too much to say. It was pretty, from my perspective, pretty expected. They're like, we got a new Pokemon game. Here's a fairy class, or I guess And we got Super Mario 3D World, which looks like Super Mario 3D Land, and we got another Mario Kart.
It's actually good.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt that any of these games are gonna be good. Like I'm sure Wind Waker HD is gonna play just great as Wind Waker did originally. I am sure Super Smash Bros. Is gonna be just as much fun as the last Super Smash.
They got rid of tripping.
They got rid of tripping, yes. So it's gonna be better. And you can be the villager who looks evil from Animal Crossing.
You can be the Wii Fit Trainer.
That's amazing to me. I think that's so silly and goofy and awesome.
And I don't know. I just, when I found out, because again, I was at work when this was going on, and when I found out what Nintendo had in store, I was like, are you serious? Like, it just seems so expected to me.
Yeah, it's very conservative.
Yes, and that's, I feel like when your console's not selling, conservative is not something you want to do.
I will say I won't say it, but on our site, I have a preview of my Best Buy trip with Nintendo demos from E3.
Right. Again, and you loved almost everything you played, right?
Except for Donkey Kong, which is weird to me.
And Nintendo came out and said that $349 is the right price for the 3D for the Wii U, and it's like, it really isn't. You're only $50 below the PS4.
And that comparison is bad. And that is
bad.
That hurts. And something that hit me later is just that this whole E3, like, so many games had cool, like, tablet integration. Like second screen experiences stuff. You can mess with people. I think a bunch of Ubisoft games can do it, and all this stuff you can just the continuation of your game. And like, the Wii U is the one system that makes sure that every single buyer of the Wii U is going to have this tablety thing, and none of these new games are using it. I think there's like a horn on Mario Kart. That's all it is. Like,
yeah. Yes, it is actually.
Why?
You know, or you could turn off the tablet control. So the tablet can turn off the tablet.
Yeah, and Smash Bros. Doesn't have any tablet support because that would be unfair, I guess.
If Nintendo, like arguably some of the most creative minds in this industry, can't figure out what to use this tablet for, why are you selling a console that's built around this tablet? I don't get it. I don't know what Nintendo's doing.
Yeah, like Black Ops 2 on the Wii U, you just hit like, I need to call my call strikes, and you just boop, boop. You just poke the screen, and it like sets out your UAV or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, but 3DS is just killing it. They're like, hey guys, check it out. And then Super Smash Bros. Going to 3DS, and then that other's follow-up to Link to the Past coming to 3DS. It's like, guys,
cool,
just buy
too.
3DS.
Oh yeah, the Link Between Worlds.
There it is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Where Link can become like a little
a paper.
Sketch on a wall.
Or a sketch, yeah, wall. Rather, yes.
Yeah.
You can become graffiti.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I think that game looks... God, one of these days I'm caving to a 3DS, and I'm just going to like... The only reason I haven't came to a 3DS yet is because I know there are so many damn good games that it's going to be like... It's not going to be like a $200 purchase. It's going to be like a $500 purchase. I'm going to have to buy like all of these games, and Nintendo games never drop in price.
Yeah,
so
that's the
I'm afraid to get a 3DS because I know if I get a 3DS... I'm going to get New Leaf. And I know if I get New Leaf, I'm never going to get anything done for the rest of my life.
Right. Oh,
I did
that,
this week.
That's
sorry,
the,
guys.
I mean, that's the same argument I've like used for like never getting into MOBAs and MMOs. Because I know if I try to get into one, that's all I'm going to play. And I'm going to miss so many other stuff that I should be playing to like keep me like up to speed with what's going on in this industry. Ugh. Someday. Guys, first world problems here. That's what I'm talking about. So,
World of Warcraft is my anti-drug.
No kidding. So now that we got through all that, we're looking at the show overall, the future of the video games industry as we see it now. How are you guys feeling? What are you guys, some of your takeaways? You guys excited? You guys not excited? You guys like where it's going, the directions it's going?
It's certainly an interesting time to get into the video game industry.
That is, truth be told.
There was something on Destructoid this past week about Cliffy B trying to justify higher game prices and then saying that the Xbox One is probably the best platform since it'll diminish used games and then they could regulate the budgets or something. It's just when you see crap like that and then on the news, I've been hearing things about movie industry trying to charge like $100 per ticket. It's just like,
shit.
Yeah, that's a legitimate story too. And it's just like, all I see are these disillusioned bigwigs and their CEOs like, let's see how far we can bend this person over a table. And I don't like that direction at all.
And Cliffy B's got that blog of his, and it seems like every single post he writes, like, he seems like a cool guy. Every time I listen to him talk, he just seems like a cool bro. but every single thing he puts is like so corporate and like money hungry.
Oh, and he like... said Sony is playing you. like, come on, Clippy, please don't say those things.
Like, what? I don't even know. I mean, even to Alex in his most recent post was like, said something about how Sony's used games could end up being like just as bad as like Microsoft's, and I don't really know where he was going. I don't see how Sony could still be playing us. I feel like everything they said was way more explicit than I expected.
Yeah.
And I mean, they can't really go too far back on their word right now without just like eating all of the mindshare that they've built up, all of the positive energy. So,
I mean, yeah. The only thing I heard about the multiplayer and all that stuff, or the online pass, is that Sony isn't saying that the publishers can't use online passes with the PS4. Like, they can still do that. They're not, like, stopping them. So there was a little bit of a, I don't want to say outlash against it, but they're just saying, like, you know, because, you know, you, it's not, like, used copies of the game still can't play online if, you know, but EA is not doing online passes anymore, so it doesn't really matter.
EA is right. Also stating that they are reversing their policy on used games, even, so.
Which yeah. Policy?
I gotta find the exact wording, but it was something like, we see used games as a viable source of income in the industry or something.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just like, EA said that? You know, like, you don't even believe it.
Right.
And it makes sense, because if they get rid of used games, GameStop and those kind of places go out of business. They're boned.
Yeah.
And then nobody goes in there to buy, where are they buying these games? Walmart?
Right.
Yes.
Where no one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. I wish we had Nick here, because Nick is very against used games in general, and I am not. And
I'm not at all.
It would be a nice future discussion, perhaps, that we can have.
I don't feel like GameStop is like the scourge of gaming or anything. I mean, they have some underhanded business practices that probably take a little bit too much money away from people. Well, they are a necessary. Brick and mortar stores are a necessary part of the video game industry,
right,
at least right now, until everything is digital. As long as there are discs, we need GameStop.
Right.
I just wish there was more than GameStop, and I'm not talking like, because Game Exchange exists, and I guess there's like Fry's or whatever, but I wish there was some other big competitor, because GameStop's pretty much a monopoly.
Yeah, and that's why whenever, I mean, I try not to buy used games for the most part, but it seems like every time I've always like gone to like Craigslist. It's like I can get a better price on Craigslist. I can sell better stuff on Craigslist. It's way more direct. I can cut out that middleman. Mm-hmm. It's just way more of a hassle. But I totally understand where GameStop comes from. I mean, when I used to work for a place that sold new and used games, I think the most we ever got was $5 from a new game purchase, from a $60 purchase. It's like,
That's really
sucks.
Bad.
That profit margin sucks. And that's the most. Like, I've heard, I think nowadays it's even less. Like, I think it's like usually $2 or $3. Like, that sucks. Like, you cannot run a sustainable video games business if you're making $2 or $3 per game. Like, that sucks. So that, you mean, and then, but the used games, they make a ton of money. And so,
oh, yeah. 100% profit, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's
totally.
100%.
I mean, they don't make the whole thing because they got to pay the kid for it. But,
oh,
I mean, it's like, it's still, it's like, 300-400% profit. So yeah, but that again, that's something for another show. Let's go over these predictions. How about
I was right, sort of right on one.
So these are how the predictions ran down. We'll start with you, Peter, since
sort of right.
Yeah, and you were sort of that's the one I was about to talk. I think that's the one I was about to talk about. So one of yours said Xbone was intentionally awful for a way better console that they're going to show off. And I think that's
sadly wrong about that.
That's not true. They didn't say just kidding, guys, as much as I thought they should. And if you guys haven't seen, there's this great video online. I'm going to have to spoil it for you, but it's great. Of somebody has put a video out with the title that says, like, Don Magic apologizes for the Xbox One and says it's like a huge mistake and failure. And you click on, and it has the picture of his face in like an interview stance. You click on it, and it's totally the Rickroll video.
Internet stance.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. But moving on, you also said Last Guardian is going to be canceled or turned into a new IP.
That's what I was sort of right about.
That. Oh yeah. Maybe. That's not the one I was thinking of, but maybe.
Oh, yeah, like Sony actually announced that Last Guardian is on hiatus and that they're not sure what they want to do with the game.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I guess I can see that as being a...
So I'm sort of right.
Sort of right. I guess, okay, we'll maybe let that one slide. 3DS redesign, that did not happen either.
No.
Surprising. Maybe.
Yeah, a little bit to me.
Something about no used games, no used copies of Assassin's Creed 4 Watch Dogs being able... Ubisoft did not say that. That is
that was not even mentioned.
As of now. This is the one that where I was kind of close by, because you said there was going to be a mobile developer with a major presence there, and there was no, like, special Android conference or something like that.
No, there wasn't a conference, but Mad Catz is actually launching an Android console called the Mojo.
So many Android consoles.
Yeah,
there's that.
Asking for those. But no, what I was going to give you some sway on this one was PopCap... I consider them almost a casual mobile developer, and they had a major presence at EA, like Plants vs. Zombies and Peggle. Like,
I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
So I would almost say like that's a pretty big presence for like a small little, maybe I don't know how small they are. But
and they even announced Peggle 2.
Yeah, and a conference. That's a huge thing, like for
them. I love Peggle, but
yeah. So you got like you hit a couple points. Yeah, you got one point. You had two maybes. You had two like halves. So yeah, maybe like one-ish points. I didn't do any better. I said that there was gonna be. This was so close. I said there was gonna be no new Mario, no new Zelda, and no new Metroid this year. And Mario is slated for December 2013. That's where it killed me. Damn it.
And Zelda on 3DS. Oh wait, you meant like another new one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I meant like a console that was not a remake. And then I said there was going to be a subscription-based X-Bone, which I believe there still will be, but they did not announce one.
Yeah, I still believe that with you.
I said Naughty Dog, you were going to see there's something, what they were doing on PlayStation 4. We did not. I said EA was going to show two Star Wars games. They just showed Battlefront. I said there was going to be no Last Guardian at the Sony press conference, and there wasn't. So I got one. That was the only one I hit. Cameron is going to win, though.
Bam.
Cameron said there was going to be a $69.99 360 with a sub, which there was not. We got a redesign at the same price.
Which is garbage.
And he said, as likely as this was, there was no Donkey Kong 4 introduced by Reggie in a costume.
God.
So, too bad. And
I had good sources.
Again, another one where he had good sources. Ubisoft show was not secretly a Valve show to explain, show off. For the first time.
Unfortunately.
But the ones that you did get, one of which we already mentioned, was the tech mishap. They were everywhere. Stuff crashing like crazy.
The best.
And like every single conference had problems. Even the Nintendo.
Really bad, too. Stuff. Like.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Entire games going down, and the guy just like.
The Assassin's Creed one was great. The guy just like put his head down. He's like, oh.
He's like, I'm done.
And then my favorite one that I didn't think was ever going to happen. I thought. Reggie coming out with a suit, Donkey Kong 4 is more likely, but Kingdom Hearts 3 is real. Cameron wins this round with 2. As safe as I thought some of our predictions were. 2 out of 5.
And I made them up on the spot, may I add.
Unbelievable.
I forgot to make any, and then I was just kind of just like going with the most ridiculous things off the top of my head.
And they were wild. Oh, man. So, yeah. You don't have to remind me, but dude, during like the Steam sale, I'll probably give you something, just because.
You don't need to give me anything.
Holy crap, Steam sale! Speaking of that, that's gonna be coming up within like a week or two. Man, I didn't think about that.
It's gonna be awesome.
All these games,
I'm gonna lose money.
What else was I gonna say? Okay. Oh yeah, we're getting close to closing, I guess, on this E3 stuff. So I want to hear though what you guys are most stoked about. Give me like. Let's spit like 3 most excited for favorites, games of show, whatever you want to call it. Stuff you're just real amped about. Either any platform, current or next gen, just something that's not out yet that you guys are not, I like, can't wait to play. Anybody wants to start? It'd be great.
I'll start. I'm going to say Below on the Xbox One, sadly.
Man, I need to see that.
Below, I was like, oh my god, Jim Guthrie, Super Brothers, this is like amazing. I heard that Phil Fish and Polytron are gonna make a Fez 2, so that sounds kind of neat to me. I don't know if that was actually at E3 though.
Yeah, that was like there was like an indie a small indie conference at on Thursday, I think, after E3 was over, and I think that's where it was announced.
Okay, so we can't count that then. yeah, Below looked good. Final Fantasy 15, why not? That looked ridiculous, and I'm finally happy that game's just appearing.
Right, no kidding. No.
And like I could be safe and say one of the Nintendo ones, but you know, because I'm just going to buy those anyway. So I'll go with DuckTales Remastered, because I still think that's amazing.
Wow. Did you play the original?
Yes. I loved it.
Wow.
That was like 20 years ago.
Now All Night.
Before I was alive.
My gosh. Now All Night, I'm just going to have that stupid little theme song in my head, though. The DuckTales theme song.
I will say, my most disappointed game is Yoshi's New Island. It looks like complete freaking garbage.
Man, I wanted to defend that so hard, because I love Yoshi's Island so much.
Me too.
Much.
It's just...
But, and I'm always a fan of, like, not always, but I try to see the good in new art styles, and I think that game looks garbage. It looks like N64 polygons.
It's, oh my god, I don't understand it at
I
all.
I loved the original look of Yoshi's Island. It was so cute and, like, crayon and... Oh, I am so, yeah. Yeah, we could throw a disappointed game in there, too. Cameron,
that would be my most disappointed, because that's just awful.
Right. Cameron, let me know. What's up in your world?
Well, I thought The Division looked pretty cool. That's my sort of game. I'll go ahead and throw Destiny and The Division in kind of the same bag, because they're really similar games when it comes down to it.
I hear you.
Yeah. Mad Max, very close personal game. Mad Max has a history with me, so seeing it randomly appear in video game format at E3 was kind of a mind blow. And wasn't at a press conference or anything, but the DayZ standalone, because I love me some zombies, and DayZ standalone looks like it's going to be the first good big survival game like that, because like DayZ is what started the whole fad. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it's only been a year. That's nuts.
Nuts. I can't believe I was just a year ago when I was hearing people talk about DayZ going crazy for it.
It was April 2012 when the first release came out. It's like, seriously? I feel like it's been around forever.
Right. I mean, it was a 19th of your life, so that's kind of a lot.
19th, yeah.
You played the original DayZ, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. I was playing it earlier today, actually.
Sweet.
That's awesome.
It is so janky. Watching the new one, it's just like, this game is like, I mean, Arma 2 is not a game where killing people is a thing that is just, you know,
it's fun.
yeah, it's not fun to shoot somebody in Arma 2. It's just like, everything's super floaty and there's like negative mouse sensitivity, and it was just not designed to be a up close and personal shooting game.
Right.
Very much simulator, like, bullet ballistics and long range 400 yard shots with a sniper rifle and tanks and stuff. Mm-hmm. And none of that's really a thing in DayZ.
Right. So let's hope the standalone's better than that.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They were showing some gameplay and it wasn't like really amazing. It wasn't like mind blowing, because it's not a huge development team. It's just some dudes at Bohemia who are like, let's do this.
Right. And like a game about survival, like a slow game like that, it's just like survival horror games. Like, those are hard to show in like a tiny little chunk.
Yeah, and that's actually why I'm so impressed with The Last of Us, because it is a slow paced, like, scary game. Like, there are some points that are scary, but it's not jump scares scary. It's like, man, that zombie over there is pretty, like, yeah, I don't want to mess with him. Mm-hmm. Or if just like the whole, like, it's a very tense game, and I feel like that's kind of how the player interactions in DayZ are. Because you hear somebody running, and you're just like, oh, God, someone's happening. Oh, shit.
Nice. All right, so my game's a show. Got Kingdom Hearts 3. That's... yeah, I've been waiting for that to be my game of the show for, like, the last 10 years. Like,
Sadly, yeah.
Like, I've said this a million times, but Kingdom Hearts 2 is the last game I bought day one. That's the last one. I haven't bought a day one game since then. Crazy.
Really? Wow.
Crazy. But that, and then, and I just loved it so much. And I feel like the Kingdom Hearts series hurt me, like, as far as how much I enjoy games. Because for some reason, both of those games clicked with me so much that nothing else since then has compared. Like, I just had to that same extent. It's got to be like a time and place thing. Like, I played these things just like all night when I was like a middle school kid in the summer, just whatever. And I was just like, probably a good time place in my life, but I've never had that same experience. And I'm hoping this renews it. And then I gotta say Final Fantasy 15 as well, because I've been so stoked for 13 or versus 13 and like expecting it to never happen forever. And then
I've wanted it for a long time now.
Right. And then I gotta close with South Park, because South Park is just, I don't know why I'm just clicking with South Park. And then a disappointment. I forgot to do that.
I did too.
Yeah. Disappointment. I gotta say, like, say what I did about all that Nintendo stuff. Like, I still think it looks cool. Like, I'm sure Mario Kart's going to be fun. And I like the look of it. I think it looks... It's really, like, white. I don't know. It
very
looks
pretty.
Yeah, it looks just super, like, nice and sparkly and Super Smash Bros. I love me Super Smash Bros. So much. Like, that's the game I played more than any, but times, like, 20,000 on Wii. But Super Mario 3D World, I just have no interest in that whatsoever. Like, I was hoping for another thing as giant and crazy as Galaxy and stuff. Like, my favorite Super Mario 3D Super Mario is actually Sunshine. So I was hoping,
really?
Yeah, I loved Sunshine so much. So I was hoping for, like, just another thing that was huge. And I for some reason, I couldn't really...
I get you on that.
But, and this just seems so much more like levels. I don't know if that's a good way to explain it, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, it's all sectioned off. It is.
Yeah,
that's
it feels
exactly
like the
works.
Side-scrolling games, but in 3D.
Right. It doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't feel like a whole huge world with different hubs you can go to explore. Like it feels very much more of like a, this is a designed place for you to play, and you need to get from one end to the other.
We took New Super Mario Brothers U, and then we like changed the perspective and made it turn.
And I think that's probably I think that's probably the reason I liked Sunshine more than Galaxy. Is Galaxy, like, as huge as it was and gorgeous as it was and a great soundtrack and all this stuff, like, it still was, when it got down to it, like, each star you were going after was pretty linear. Like, it was like, we're going to shoot you off at this island or this planet, and you're going to go around it in this specific direction to shoot to this other one. And it was a pretty linear path to all the stars. Where, like, Sunshine and Mario 64 were like,
oh, yeah,
here's just a space. Go find out wherever the star is.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that was, I think Super Mario 64 was, like, one of the first video games I ever played. And that always clicked with me as the quintessential Mario game. And I mean, Super Mario Galaxy is good. Like, oh, yeah, absolutely. That is a game that I can still play with absolutely no problem. And that freaking eel still scares me.
Oh, man, I used to not even play that level as a kid, because you could get enough stars without going that level. I used to be too scared. I was like, I don't want to go down to that eel.
You go down in the water and it's all quiet and weird and the fucking eel comes
out.
Yeah,
and just that music is so light. It's just like, dude.
And the piano?
Yeah.
Oh. The piano. Come on.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It just like starts yelling at you too.
Oh.
Like, that was a scary game. That was the last survival horror game.
Yeah, dude. And the ghost level? That piano? That piano.
It was a survival horror Mario game. That's what we need.
Right.
It was the first Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's my disappointment, because I was, I guess, hoping for another just big open thing, because they're like, we got maybe a new console that can do all this stuff, so we're gonna make a huge. And I mean, I don't know much about 3D World. Maybe it'll be great, but
it's actually really good.
I'm sure it will be great, and it will be. But I just, it's not. I don't think it's gonna be as for me as I want. But this industry does not revolve around me, unfortunately, or else all we get is Kingdom Hearts sequels forever. So,
God.
Cameron, what do you got for a disappointment, if you can even have.
I'm a really optimistic guy when it comes to video games that aren't out yet. I bought Survival Instinct on release day. That's how freaking optimistic I am about video games.
You're a nutball.
And I gotta say, probably the only thing that really caught me as disappointing was just, like, the Wii U in general. Like, I was expecting them to do more with it, and I feel like, I mean, like, Smash Bros. Is a system seller, but I feel like them releasing it on the 3DS is actually like them hurting their own console, because people already have a 3DS, they're going to get that version.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes. I mean, more people would have bought a Wii U if it was just a Wii U game.
Yeah. Yeah, so no kidding. Yeah, I didn't think about that.
They're sabotaging their own console with the 3DS.
I realize it, too, that it's 3DS.
Right.
Like, people like this thing. We better release the game everybody loves on the console everybody loves. Right. No, you kind of have to trick your fans.
Right. I feel like Sony's actually done that, too, with like a lot of the cool indie stuff that's come out on Vita, like Guacamelee and stuff that are like downloadable titles. It's like, well, you can just play it on your PS3 if you want.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys
and then hear, like, the Vita's worthless.
What did you
guys hear about Final Fantasy XI coming to the Vita? Like the full-on MMO?
What?
Yeah!
That's pretty awesome, actually.
How cool does that sound?
If that could drop the subscription, I'd be interested.
Yeah, like I didn't know if it was still subscription or not, so I was like, I was actually kind of tempted to like pick it up for my PS2 or something, just because I'm like, what if I played an MMO on my PlayStation 2 that's still being updated? That'd be wild.
Can you still play that on consoles? Are those servers?
Oh, yeah, dude. They're still releasing. There's an expansion coming out for the PS2 version later this year.
No,
it's insanity, dude.
Oh, that's so. And all that PS2 online interface, that's janky to get into that. Oh, my gosh. It takes
I actually never had broadband while the PS2 was relevant.
Oh, I played some SOCOM online, and it took like an hour.
Too.
Oh my gosh.
I remember the disappointment of bringing home EverQuest, the MMO for PS2, and then plugging it and then popping it in and being like, you need internet connection. I'm like, plug the AOL in. Let's see if it works.
Plug the phone in.
Yeah, plug the phone line into the back of this thing and I plug it in and it's like, nope. Sorry, you need broadband. I was like, who has broadband? It's like 2002.
I played the trial of that. It gave you like a day and I did like everything I could. And that was it.
They actually just shut down the servers for that game probably last year.
Wow.
The PS2 version.
Took them a while.
Yeah, like there was nobody playing it. Like I remember there was a guy who did an article. I can't remember where it was, but he said he went back to it and he found one person. Just it was like Journey. He said it was like Journey. he found one person in the wasteland and they followed each other around.
And speaking of Journey, though, I just to kind of like come full circle here, I started this off saying like since you opened up your disappointing thing to be like a big industry thing is like I was just disappointed that so many of these games decided they had to have a multiplayer component because like I was watching like Destiny and I was like I would love to play that single player, that's not gonna happen, and like all this stuff, would love to play a lot of these racing games, I think, but I don't really want to play them with people popping up everywhere. But I think if they can do it as seamless and as non-intrusive as Journey did, I think Journey did it so perfectly of like...
Just imagine that kind of stuff, but in like Watch Dogs. You're just walking down the street and the dude and the pedestrian that's walking right behind you turns into a dude.
Right, and it doesn't say like, Big Boss 82-3 for life.
Halo Sniper 420XX right. has joined the game.
Yeah, and you don't...
He's invading your realm.
Right, and you don't invade his stuff and crash a car into him, and then he doesn't say, like, you're gay or something in the chat. Like, that's dumb. But if they can do it nice and pretty and where it makes sense, like in Journey, that'll be cool. All right, well, we've been doing this for a while, guys. That was a nice little recap. We're like a ways in. We should probably wrap this up, huh?
A long podcast.
Wrap up the wrap up. Before we finish her up, this E3 show was great, guys. Probably got everybody listening excited to buy a next-gen console, which you can totally do right now. Pre-orders are up.
Buy both of them.
And the best thing you could ever do is buy both of them and then probably buy a Wii U and a 3DS and all this stuff. You're gonna buy them all from Amazon, and you're gonna get to Amazon by going to gamers-association.com, looking on the right hand side and clicking our Amazon banner. If you do that, and then you pre-order your stuff, we're gonna get some money kicked back to us, and it's not gonna cost you anything at all. It's gonna be just like buying Amazon normally. It's gonna be great, and everyone's gonna win. It's gonna help us, and it's gonna be we're gonna be best friends forever. So, yeah, if you want to make any awesome Amazon purchases, even if you just need something else like a frying pan, you can get it there too.
Buy a car.
Yeah.
Buy a car, please.
And anything you want to buy on Amazon, the most expensive purchase on Amazon, you can make it right now, and it'll help us out a little bit.
Buy $80,000 in pogs.
Yeah, because we're not paid dudes. We don't get paid to do this. This was solely on our own time because we're just dudes that like talking about video games. And someday we'll probably have a girl writing for us, so I won't be able to say, like, we're just dudes writing about video games, and it will be sexist. But for now, I can do that, and it's not sexist. before we wrap this up, I just wanted to talk about something coming up in a future episode of this podcast. Probably going to happen sometime later this month. We're going to have a guest, our first ever guest episode, with this guy named Nathan Munier. I think that's how you pronounce his name, but I'm not sure. I should probably find out before we have him on.
Just go for it.
Started a Kickstarter called A How-To Guide for Freelance Game Journalists, and I'll put the link in this post, and where he's writing this book called Up, Up, Down, Down, Left, Right, where right is like a play on the word, you know, like writing. And right, and this dude's been freelancing in the industry for like over a decade and living off it. He's been posted, like, he's had his stuff up on like IGN, GameSpot, and like Nintendo Power, all this stuff. He's in the late editing stages of this, how literally what it says in the title. It's a how-to guide for like how to make a living writing freelance in the games industry. It's great, and it's super cool. And since he's in like the final editing stages, like I said, just getting it out there, he's going around getting on podcasts like this to promote the thing. So we're trying to generate a bunch of questions so we have some stuff to talk about with him, and we're not just, you know, shooting the boring shit for a while. So if you have any questions about freelancing in general, video games press in general, something specific about him or the book, send them our way. Send them to staff at gamers-association.com. Send them to our Twitter at gamersassn, our Facebook. Comment on this post. Send them to me on Twitter. Like, whatever you want to do, I'll find them. I'll collect them. I'll ask him what's up. So, yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be cool. We'll learn something. That'll be in the next couple weeks sometime or so. But, yeah, until then, thank you, too, for coming around, talking E3. Both of these E3, bookending our E3 game plans. It was fun.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
And now,
it's good stuff.
And now we dive, after The Last of Us, man, we dive into that summer slump and wait around.
Animal Crossing. No slump, Animal Crossing.
Damn it. That's probably true.
It's great.
Oh, man.
You need to do, you need to do three clears of The Last of Us to platinum this. This is like a 50-hour experience. I'm looking forward to it.
I was talking to Curtis about Kingdom Hearts HD Remix. You have to play it so many times. It's going to be insane to get all the trophies because I wanted to trophy it, but it's so hard. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, like one of the trophies you need is to finish like expert mode new game plus, and you need to finish hard mode to unlock expert, and then you have to finish expert to get new game plus.
Right, and you there's like one of them where like you have to finish this in like 15 hours, and then there's another one where it's like you have to get everything. It's like you can't do both of those, and it's like at the same time, and then it's like those ones won't be too bad. Like I think I could do pretty much all of those, but the frickin' Chain of Memories ones, I hate that game.
Oh man,
so much.
Wasn't that the card one?
I hate that game.
I remember watching my friend play it on the PS2, and I was like, this is weird.
I don't like it. It's too... you gotta think too much. I don't like it. You gotta go into every single battle, like, prepared, like, micromanaging your deck, and not...
I've got my cards, I'm gonna...
do that. Taking me out of experience. But you do get trophies for watching all of the cutscenes from...
Yeah, I just looked that up. That's really silly to me.
It's hilarious. I don't know if that's ever been done, but yeah, you just go in there and watch hours of cutscenes, and then you get...
It said 20 minutes. Oh, I guess if you skip.
Yeah, crazy.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
Speaking of cards, we need to schmooze our way into the Hearthstone beta, because I need my fix.
Into the what?
The Hearthstone beta? The Blizzard card game they're making?
Oh, right. Yeah. We need to look into that. We will look into that. It'll be cool. But yeah, you guys want more of this video game talk, you can check it all out, gamers-association.com. Get a lot of other people's opinions besides just the three of us on E3. It's been kind of similar across the board, but there's been some novelty stuff. Curtis has been more of a Microsoft sympathizer than the rest of us. So has Ridge, I think. He's been kind of up on that Microsoft business. Alex has been pretty down on it all. You'll get some other cool stuff, see what's going on.
I'm the Wii U guy, so...
You guy, yeah, he went to that Nintendo World thing. He went to a Best Buy, checked out all this cool stuff in person.
The only reason someone would go to a Best Buy.
you were the closest to our actual E3 correspondent that we actually had. We actually I don't know if you guys inside baseball, but we tried to get into E3 this year, and E3 shut us down. They said no, too bad. I was like, that's bullshit.
If we get it next year, I'll like quit my job. I mean,
we'll sit across the street
Right.
Like the Ouya next to the Ouya. Right.
Well, I think we just like tried to do it too early. Like it was before a lot of us before we had this many writers and we weren't putting up as content as regularly and we probably didn't look as, you know.
We're going next year. I don't care. Yeah,
we'll figure it out. And hopefully I'll figure out a way to get into PAX because PAX tickets are still like $300, but if anybody listens to this is going to PAX and I end up at PAX, let's meet up. Let's have some fun. Let's have a dance party together. So yeah, well, for my eighth time trying to wrap this up, I am Luke A. Frazier on Twitter. You can follow Cameron on Twitter too at Cameron Wasmond. Wasmond? Wasmond. Wasmond.
Wasmond.
See, I say Wasmond every single time in my head, but then whenever I say it out loud, it always comes out Wasmond.
I've got letters saying like Washerman and stuff, and just like, what?
Oh, I got a certificate in one of my classes. I got certified for something, and they put Luck Frazier on my
like Luke's the hard part.
Right. I have like the most simple American, like, it's just Frazier, man. Like, Frazier's the hard part if you're going to do it. There's like 8,000 spellings of Frazier, but Luke, Frazier, don't screw it up.
Frazier Crane.
I knew a guy, or I worked with him at GameStop, John Escalante, and he got a package that said John Escalator, and we just made fun of his
John Escalates every day.
That's great. That's great. And then you still cannot follow Peter on Twitter.
Sorry.
Because he's still out of the social networks, but that's okay. It gives him, it keeps his purity and his innocence. It's
Peter. It's still can't fall Peter.
It's great. It's great. So I hope you guys listen to all this conversation stuff. When I finally get around to getting this video correct, it'll be on the site. You guys can watch what we had to say during the Sony press conference if you haven't seen it yourself. It's probably the best way to watch it on the internet, I think. Probably.
We're pushing 2 hours.
Yeah, we're pushing 2 hours, though, so we should probably go. Everybody have a great night and a great week, and I hope you find something to do this summer when there's no games except Deadpool.
And Animal
Video
Crossing.
Games!
Yeah, go get Animal Crossing. Video games, guys. Video games, video games.
Company Heroes 2.
Woohoo! Have a good night.
Animal Crossing.
Good evening, everybody. How we doing?
Doing good.
Doing good?
Just farming bills.
That's what I do every day.
Cameron, did you get into that Animal Crossing business too?
No, I don't even have a thing that runs any Animal Crossing.
Oh, you're the one that's never done an Animal Crossing, right?
Yeah, well, I have a Nintendo 64, and apparently Animal Crossing was an N64 game in Japan. That's pretty wild.
True story.
Yeah, it was called Animal
Forest.
Something. Forest, yes, not yeah. Farm.
Oh, it was, the Japanese name's far harder to pronounce, but yeah.
Did you guys have a good weekend? Did you guys do anything cool?
Not really.
I'm trying to remember. No, I don't think I did. I played The Last of Us like nonstop.
Dude, I was super tempted when Curtis was tweeting out stuff like it was $45 on eBay through like Newegg, and I was real tempted. You're liking Last of Us?
Oh yeah. The best part is I'm 11 hours in, not done yet.
Yeah, I think that's like a 15-plus hour game.
It's ridiculous. My friend finished it in 13, but he says he was going pretty fast, so...
Yeah, that's a game I would not want to go fast, I don't think. I think I would frantically search for everything.
Yeah, I'm playing on hard, so I can't really go
Damn.
Fast. It's just kind of kill me.
So, okay, tell me about this gameplay, because that's the reason I haven't bought it yet, because I do not like slow, plodding, stealthy gameplay. Is it like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much, it's very tense. It goes from stealth to, like, holding down that sprint button and running for your life pretty much instantaneously if somebody finds you.
Hmm. Yeah, and then there's, like, the clickers, they do, like, one-hit kills on you, right?
Yes, but, like, later in the game, you can spend upgrade points, which you get from scavenging, like, these little like pill things. To get a thing where you can spend a shiv, which is the thing you have to craft to save yourself from a clicker if they grab onto you.
Okay. Man, yeah.
that sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, because, well, secret about me, I feel like I kind of suck at video games. So I get frustrated a lot when I just, like, die. Like, even the Uncharted games have pissed me off quite a bit before, as much as I love them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's,
sorry for you.
I know. It's terrible.
I've never played a game that's so tense as The Last of Us. It's like it's like playing Dota, but it's a zombie game. It's that kind of feeling where you're like, fucking zombies, Jesus Christ. They're all over me.
Yeah, that's the feeling I've got, like, in, I guess, I mean, I don't know, because I haven't played it, but I associate that with, like, playing, like, a stealth game when you've been, like, discovered and you're trying to get away without dying.
Oh, yeah, it's an experience. It's absolutely worth every penny I spent on it.
Man. Ugh, I'm so torn. I'm so torn.
I mean, it's not the Citizen Kane of gaming, like, you know, they were saying, but, or some of the reviews were saying, but it's really good.
That is probably my least favorite phrase.
The Citizen Kane of gaming is like, nothing's gonna do that. I don't know what.
They just do it because they want some kind of, like, flashy thing for an article or...
Like, yeah, that is something that goes on the front of a box cover right there. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure, like, the day all the reviews came out, Naughty Dog already had a, like, big picture out with all the 10 out of 10s and said the Citizen Kane of gaming right in the middle.
Oh, my God. But I guess if you're getting that, don't argue with it.
Yeah,
Naughty Dog.
Somebody else said it.
Naughty Dog, though? How about them apples, man? They just pump out awesome games.
They're crazy good.
Minus Uncharted 3.
Okay, yeah. Maybe you didn't like it, but as far as the greater reviewing community, like, they just haven't had
a quality team.
Right, yeah, they haven't even had, like, a game this generation that has been viewed as, like, just average from everybody.
Yeah. It's like... After Uncharted 2, that's when they split up the teams. One team went to The Last of Us, and one team went to Uncharted 3.
Right.
I feel like a lot of the big guns went towards The Last of Us.
The creative director of Uncharted 2 did The Last of Us.
Yeah, and so I mean, Uncharted 3 was good. It just wasn't, you know, they didn't have all of it going towards it.
Yeah, and I see, like, some similarities just in the fact that it's kind of, you know, like a third-person game and stuff like that. But, man, are they a versatile team, huh? Going from, like, Jack and Daxter.
Jack Racing.
Yeah. To, like,
Jack X, I think.
Right.
Dude, where is my Uncharted Racing?
Oh, man.
I need it.
Hilarious.
Because they've done it so far. Crash Bandicoot, they had Crash Team Racing.
Crash Team Racing was amazing.
I know. They do great kart racing games at the end of the... They do three games, then a kart racer. And they did three Uncharted games, no kart racer yet, but I'm waiting.
Such a good April Fool's Day teaser of just, like, showing, like, Drake driving, like, a dune buggy or something.
Yeah. Just some, like, Smuggler's Run Uncharted game.
God, that'd be... And just be, like, over the top, people blowing up and stuff.
Man, Smuggler's Run was awesome. I forgot about that game. That was an old PS2 game from Rockstar. Yeah, that was like PS2 launch title, I think.
Man, that was early. Close.
Yeah, that game's probably like 12 years old at this point.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing like 8,000 used copies when I used to work at a store that sold them. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that Smuggler's Run. should we get podcasting, guys? You guys want to talk about E3 a little bit?
Yeah, is this going to be in the podcast? Or
I don't know. Maybe I'll throw it somewhere. I don't know. We'll see what happens.